insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء السلام عليكم brothers and sisters. Welcome again to our program. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses with the understanding of a few more of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوًا قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا فارض ولا بك عوان بين ذلك فافعلوا ما تؤمرون قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما لونها قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة صفراء فاقع لونها تسر الناظرين قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي إن البقرة تشابه علينا وإنا إن شاء الله لمهتدون قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا ذلول تثير الأرض ولا تسقي الحرث مسلمة لا شية فيها قالوا الآن جئت بالحق فذبحوها وما كادوا يفعلون.
We had arrived at verse 71. Briefly, we explained that verse 67 and until this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning a pretext to yet another special blessing that He has bestowed upon Bani Israel. We explain that from verse 47 onwards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been discussing and explaining some of the special blessings that He has bestowed upon Bani Israel for their remembrance, for them to remember, for them to learn from this, that when special blessings are given, you need to accept that and become more obedient. And the effect of not being obedient and not being thankful and not considering that blessing a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is some sort of punishment. This is being mentioned for Bani Israel and also for human beings at large to learn from. And that is the purpose of them being mentioned in the Holy Quran. Otherwise, if it would only be beneficial to Bani Israel, then there would be no point to mention these in the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran is a book for all mankind. So, in this last piece of this pretext of this story, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning extra criterions, first He said, telling the Prophet that they need to slaughter a cow for them to be able to learn and find out who has murdered the pious individual in Bani Israel that had been murdered. Okay, that was the story. Someone had been murdered in Bani Israel. Others were being framed for it. There was a bit of turmoil trying to figure out who was the murderer. Some people were trying to say that it was actually those pious people that were being framed. Others were saying otherwise. They came to the Prophet. The Prophet was told by God to tell him to slaughter a cow to know. So the command was to slaughter a cow. They didn't want to accept that. Disrespectfully, they said this is a joke. Then after the Prophet said, this is not a joke, this is serious, or like out of disbelief, very rudely, they said, well, tell us what this cow is that is going to have this effect. And then the second question came, what's the color of it? The third question is, still, we were wondering what this cow is, who this cow is, which one of the cows that we know of has this effect. So God, because of their disrespective language, made it a tighter and tighter criterion for them to act according to and get the effect of knowing who the murderer is. The last piece was that it should be a cow that has not broken to tilt the earth, nor to water the tillage, and it is sound and without blemish. So it's a cow that's not young or old, middle-aged. It's bright yellow, that's very nice to the eyes of those who look. And the third thing is that it hasn't worked to cultivate the earth at all in watering it, and it also it doesn't have any blemish, and it's very sound. This point, they said very rudely again, now you've given us the truth. Now, there was only one cow that had this. Like, okay, now we know which cow has got this effect. Very rudely, they say, now you've come with the truth. فَذَبَحُوهَا وَمَا كَادُوا يَفْعَلُونَ This piece, I wanted to explain a bit more. That is, and they slaughtered it, though they were about not to do it. What is this piece? And وَمَا كَادُوا يَفْعَلُونَ The cow that they came down to, the only cow that was available with these criterions, belonged to a young, pious person in Bani Israel that when they came to him and wanted to buy this cow, he said, I'm not going to sell it cheap. You've got to give me a skin full of gold, a huge sum of gold, which was so many times more than the actual price of the cow. So they went to Prophet Musa and they said, this is how much the guy is asking for. Do we need to still buy this cow? Like, that's the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You made it difficult for yourself. So they had to go and buy that cow and pay that extra price that they did to be able to act accordingly. This piece, وَمَا كَادُوا يَفْعَلُونَ is referring to that. That even when they found out who it, which cow, okay, when they got... Let me put it in other words, in a different way, because as I said, it wasn't about finding out which cow has got this effect. The command was any cow is going to have this effect. If they would have listened to that first command, they wouldn't have had to pay this huge sum of money. Because they limited the cows that they could buy to the extent where there was only actually one cow that has the characteristics, that cow was an expensive one, not because the cow itself was expensive. The person realized that this cow is needed by these people. He didn't want to sell it. They said, we want it. He said, okay, if you want it, then you got to pay this huge sum of money, which is so many times more than the actual price. They didn't want to do it afterwards. Like, okay, this is too much. This is too much. They didn't want to do it. They went to the prophet and said, okay, is there any way out? He said, no, there's no way out. And that's where they actually went back and they did it. They ended up slaughtering the cow. There are a number of points in these verses. As I said, see the disrespectful language that Bani Israel had with their prophet, the disbelief that they had with their prophet when the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came down. Now, something that is sometimes I feel explained in the wrong way, we see in these verses. The command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave these people, they started asking questions regarding the command. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them to slaughter a cow. Then they started asking questions regarding, which cow is it? What's the color? Could you clarify a little more? Now, sometimes the way it's mentioned, it is said that you're not supposed to ask too many questions. If you ask too many questions, then this is disrespectful, or if you ask too many questions, you're going to get a more difficult command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So basically telling us that we're not supposed to ask questions when it comes to practical laws. Don't ask too many questions regarding that. Don't make it more limited for yourself. This is not, the problem of Bani Israel was not asking questions. All right? That is not the problem. Asking questions is actually good. We have numerous ahadith numerous ahadith that actually not asking questions is bad. It says, إِنَّمَا حَلَكَ النَّاسِ لَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَسْأَلُونَ. People are going to destroy themselves, diminish themselves, demolish themselves, because they do not ask. That's the problem. Not that asking is bad, actually not asking is bad. The problem with Bani Israel wasn't that they asked. If you listened to the explanations that we gave about these verses, these questions were not to get more clarification. They didn't come and ask, as I said in those first verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, kill a cow. That's a very clear command. Kill a cow. Okay, when you're told to kill a cow, you're going to go and kill a cow and it has this effect. That was very clear. Instead of saying, or if they wanted to ask a question to clarify something for themselves, instead of saying very humbly and with humility, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't understand. We have limited understanding. We don't understand how a cow can have this effect. Could you clarify that for us? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be clarifying it for them, because they're asking in a nice way, they're asking in the right way, and they want to clarify something that they cannot, it is difficult for them to understand. We have prophets asking these types of questions. Prophet Ibrahim asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show him how he brings beings that have left this world back to life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't take that as disrespect. He showed him. He showed the prophet how that happens. If they would have come with this language and asked, that wouldn't have been a problem. The problem was, they didn't come and ask it in that way. They're saying, out of disbelief, they're saying, oh, this is not clear. Which cow is it? Which cow is it? The command was not particular. It didn't say a particular cow. It says any cow. They're thinking that there's a special cow, because they don't believe that any cow could do this. They're like, okay, there's a special cow probably, that this prophet has knowledge that that cow has got this special effect. They can't believe that God is behind this. If God is behind it, if we know it the right way, if we understand it the right way, if God is behind it, then even a pebble could have that effect. If God would have said, pick up a pebble and hit the body with that pebble, it comes back to life, that would have happened. Because it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that's causing the effect, not the pebble in and of itself. So this is a means. They didn't want to accept that. And not only did they not accept that, they actually mentioned this in very rude languages. Like, invoke your Lord. This is not clear. At the end saying that, oh, now you've brought the truth. You've come up with the truth. Mentioning it in very rude language. In a very rude language. So the point that I want to mention is, unlike some try to explain this, the problem of Bani Israel is not asking questions. Because asking questions is that something is when I have something unclear and I want to clarify the issue for myself. In this case, the command was very clear, and even if there was a possibility that for some it was unclear, the questions that they're asking is not to clarify the issue. It is out of disbelief. It is out of disbelief that a cow or any cow is going to have this effect. And the second point why they've been given more difficult tasks after asking these questions is because of the rude language and the disrespectful language that they are using in these. Because otherwise, if they hadn't done that, if they would have said in a nice way that, which cow is it? In a very nice way, very humble way, they could have asked this question, is it any cow that's going to have this effect? The answer would have come, yes, any cow is going to have that effect. But they didn't ask in that way. Two points. One was that it was based on disbelief. And second point, the language was a very disrespectful language. We hope that we are not one of those that look at the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with disbelief. When He says, you do this and it has this effect, you practice these punishment laws that Islam has put for your life on earth, and it has the effect of clearing society of corruption. Instead of looking at that with disbelief, we look at that with belief and faith, and we understand that The source of this command is the person who controls the universe and knows what action is going to have what effect. And also, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we learn to speak to our prophets, our imams, our scholars in nice and humble and with humility. Inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum.